Three men have pleaded guilty to federal conspiracy and gun charges in Northern Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C. They are among 11 defendants charged with training to fight for Muslims abroad in such places as Kashmir and Chechnya. Some of those charged in this case were arrested in Saudi Arabia, where they'd been living. Reporter Jerry Markon of The Washington Post has covered this story. Jerry Markon, first, what did the three plead guilty to?
The three men pleaded guilty to each of them to a count of conspiracy, which is participating in this broad conspiracy to help Muslims abroad, like you said, and a variety of gun charges.
One odd aspect of this case is that one thing that the men are accused of doing, I gather, as part of the conspiracy, is practicing military strategy while playing paintball.
Yeah, that is interesting. The federal officials sort of like to downplay that element, but we've focused on it a lot. You know, as people may know, I mean, paintball is a game where people, you know, shoot, you know, quarter-sized balls at each other and they explode on impact. And the allegation is that these men used the paintball training along with some other firearms training to practice military techniques.
Some of the defendants are veterans of the U.S. military.
Yeah, three of them are. In fact, one of the ones who pleaded guilty late last week, Donald Surratt, is a Marine Corps veteran, and he specifically admitted in his plea that he had used his military expertise gained in the Marine Corps to help facilitate this training of the others.
Now, these men are not charged with plotting any terrorist act in the United States of America. And I'm not sure if they're charged with any terrorist act anywhere, for that matter. But an FBI agent you spoke with said a lot of this is about preemption.
Yeah, that's probably the most interesting element of this case in terms of how it relates to the overall war on terrorism. First of all, I mean, the government does consider this a terrorist case because the main Muslim group in the disputed region of Kashmir these men are accused of supporting, a group called Lashkar-e-Taiba, has been designated and was in 2001 a terrorist organization by the U.S. government. So an armed struggle or an effort to support them is considered illegal. But there have been sort of hints, and others have told the Washington Post, others in the government, that there was concern that these men, because they had a lot of weapons, they were talking about violent jihad, you know, might have been planning something here. There's never been evidence presented of this, but this fear did have something to do with why the authorities moved when they did, because in this post-September 11th climate, there's a lot of emphasis on prevention.
Is it clear that convictions of this sort will be upheld, being brought in this post-9/11 climate?
Well, these three men actually can't appeal because
they've pleaded guilty.
Right. But if the other eight others are scheduled to go on trial in November, and if they're convicted, this will be an interesting one because the men were charged under a sort of obscure law known as the Neutrality Act, which is about a century old and basically means that Americans can't go abroad to fight against a country the U.S. is at peace with. In this case, it would be India. And it's never been used to fight terrorism before, so there might be some interesting legal issues down the line.
One person who is not charged in this case, but who seems to figure in it, according to prosecutors at least, is a Muslim scholar in Northern Virginia named Ali al-Tamimi. What do you know about him?
Well, there was a reference in the indictment against these men to, quote, unindicted conspirator number one, and this person was not named. We have subsequently learned, and prosecutors have subsequently said in court papers, that Mr. Tamimi is this so-called conspirator. And he's a very interesting fellow. He's a doctoral candidate at George Mason University. He apparently does a lot of cutting-edge scientific research. He's a U.S. citizen. And he's also a, you know, by popular acclaim, a prominent Islamic scholar and speaker. And these, you know, a lot of these defendants would gather to hear him at a mosque in Falls Church in Northern Virginia. But the government says that he went further than just being, you know, a proponent of Islam and proceeded to tell the men to engage in violent jihad and encourage them to go overseas to, as you said, places like Kashmir and Chechnya. He absolutely denies this. We have reported in the Post that further indictments are expected in this case, and his lawyer told us that Mr. Tamimi is expecting to be indicted. We will see what happens.
Jerry Markon, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Reporter Jerry Markon of The Washington Post.